Well, good morning, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday morning. And today we are in Psalm 108. And here, in today's reading, the writer prays for help while he expresses confidence in God. Verses 7 through 9 refer to the land of Israel and its neighbors. Shechem was in the territory of Manasseh, west of the Jordan River. Succoth and Gilead were in the territory of Manasseh, east of the Jordan. The Ephraim tribe settled in central Canaan, and its name sometimes stood for the whole northern kingdom. Judah was the name for the entire southern kingdom. The people of Moab were descendants from Lot, the nephew of Abraham, and Moab and Israel had been enemies in the past. The people of Edom were descendants of Esau, one of Abraham's grandsons, and they too had been enemies of Israel. And so something we see here real quick, if you're going to live for God, you're going to start making some enemies, because not everybody, loves God the way that we try to anyhow. Amen. So as we continue this week, the God's guiding word is love. And let's begin reading in Psalm 108, beginning at verse 1. I have complete confidence, O God, and I will sing and praise you. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, my heart and my lyre. I will wake up the sun. I will thank you, O Lord, among the nations. I will praise you among the peoples. Your constant love reaches above the heavens. Your faithfulness touches the skies. Show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. Save us by your might. Answer my prayer so that the people you love may be rescued. From his sanctuary, God has said, in triumph I will divide Shechem and distribute Succoth Valley to my people. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh too. Ephraim is my helmet, and Judah my royal scepter. But I will use Moab as my washbowl, and I will throw my sandals at Edom as a sign that I own it. I will shout in triumph over the Philistines. Who, O God, will take me into the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you really rejected us? Aren't you going to march out with your armies? Help us against the enemy. Human help is worthless. With God on our side, we will win. He will defeat our enemies. And today's key verse is Psalm 108, verse 5, where the writer says, show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. You know, it's beloved, again, in this life, Jesus promised, you will suffer persecution. You will suffer tribulation. But Jesus went on to say, he went on to leave us with a promise, but fear not, I have overcome this world. And as we learned in church earlier this week, we are surrounded. The whole earth is surrounded with those that are the children of God and those that are the children of the devil. And God in his mercy does not judge, does not prosecute the devil's kids right now. He's going to wait until the day of judgment. He's going to give them every opportunity to come to repentance, because that's the great God that we serve. And so we are kind of like God's, special forces. He has put us here, the wheat among the tares, among the weeds, with a purpose to change them from the children of Satan into the children of God. So that when that day of reckoning comes and God sends his angels into the world to reap the harvest, that when the unrighteous are harvested first, that there will be many not touched in that harvest, because God's children, that's you and me, have been busy sharing God's love with those around us. Amen? Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, You are mighty and victorious. Whenever I need your help, I know that I can turn to you, trusting that you hear my prayer. Hold me close to you and surround me with your loving presence. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, we're going to be back in the Gospels, John chapter 7, beginning at verse 1, where Jesus returns to Galilee and meets with his brothers. And so until tomorrow, my church, my beloved, my most precious ones, the family that God has given me, until tomorrow, may God's richest promises, his richest blessings be yours.